Blog Talk Radio.
Lush. I'm TDI. Yo, there's where it's at. There's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold on ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you're logging in the rush. And you're locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like
Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this.
I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yo, it's your girl SUS live on the line today, and you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday. It's definitely raining like cats and dogs outside. I don't know if it's raining in your state, but it's raining in my state right now. So, you know, but I'm feeling all warm and fuzzy inside with the heat on. So, anyway, we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. Shout out to Strictly for the promo. Definitely doing some hot things when it goes to the promo situation, along with Diverse Media Group LLC, along with Strictly Bump One, one of the hottest clothing lines worldwide, international, doing their thing. Check out the 21-city tour, www.myperformancetour.com. Check it out. Also, today is, you know, if you didn't know, we're celebrating the whole World AIDS Day situation going down, so we're definitely, you know, supporting that. So people go out and get tested, because you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people that are suffering from HIV or have full-blown AIDS, or, you know, you never know. Some people haven't been tested in years or have never been tested for AIDS, so it's always, it never hurts to go out there and go get tested at your local clinic. You know, you have your doctor's physical, you know what I'm saying? Just check your stuff out and see what's going on. So get tested. Also, for the ladies, go get some pap smears, because, hey, some might be smelling funny down there. Make sure you check it out. Itchy. But we're live in the building. And, I mean, they're doing your man Tiger Woods kind of crazy out there, man. Shout out to Tiger Woods, man. Remember, it doesn't matter how elite you are and how top you get, it's still that color of the skin, baby. You already know what it is. They try to bring you down. But anyway, we're going to have Will Smith live in the building today, DMV's own. He's doing some hot things. You already know he's there with your man Chubb Rock. They did the Bridging of the Gap. He's going to be talking some updates about what's going down with him, along with the new Coast to Coast mixtape that he's featured on. So check it out. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with your man, Will Smith.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about about that. Pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? We definitely getting it in today. You know what I'm saying? So, log on. And we're about to go into some other music. 21 Rolling.
At the bar for my folk now. What you drinking, my nigga? You know I got that shit. It ain't the same, bitch. This is where the guap at. Hey, party over here. Whole fly niggas right cheer. What you over here for? Yeah, yeah, I've been smoking. I've been drinking and I've been rolling. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Them beans got me open, soaking, sweating in the club, getting hyped now. After I pop one, then I play down. Right by the speaker just to feel the bass pound. Ready to wild out and tear the whole place down. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never fell, dog. We rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron and that purr. I'm rolling, rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Okay, I'm still in this motherfucker. Brought a couple goons with me and a couple rubbers. Enough ice on to last me a couple summers. Rolling hard like a triple X stretch hummer. I make it rain when you see me, bitch, expect thunder. It's no other. Don't wonder. Take an X pill, like the next girl. Go to ecstasy with me. It's the best world. When you feeling like this, you the best girl. Chase it down with liquor and let your neck twirl. Ah, I'm drunker than a motherfucker. Face it, I'm feeling like Gucci. I'm wasted. So hot, I'm wanting to get naked. Couple shots of Tron and then I purple haze it. So high, like I'm rolling in a spaceship. Pop one, slow it down like the Matrix. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never settled, dog. We rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron, and that purr. I'm rolling, rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling.
Yeah, man, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. But you know who I'm rolling with the most? The one and only Wordsmith. Wordsmith, one of the hardest working MCs worldwide, international, hands down. I'm telling you, most cats can't really touch him because this dude right here, 24-hour grinding, man. It's hard for me to even get him on the phone. But let's check and see if he's on the line now. Where?
Lush, Lush, what up? Yo, that introduction was nasty you just gave me. I appreciate it so much. It was. I feel like I'm about to step on the stage or something the way you introduced me just now. Well, thanks for bringing me back on. Appreciate that. Thanks.
Ain't nothing much, man. If y'all know, man, you know what I'm saying? This Wordsmith, y'all know from Bridging of the Gap, you know what I'm saying, from the videos. I mean, your man's in video game placements. Your man is doing real big things. He's on like, you know what I'm saying, late night shows out there, like tonight shows and different joints like that. I mean, your man's making big moves. And he got a new Coast to Coast mixtape joint that one of his joints is featured on there. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, let's shout out Wordsmith, man. Before we get into it, let's give him some love, man.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. You're too kind, everybody. Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that in the front row, man. Thank you. Thanks a lot for that applause. I appreciate that.
Well, you off the hook, man. Before we get into it, would you like to send some shout-outs, baby?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my shout-out, my ultimate shout-out, got to go, man, to my crew, New Revolution Camp. You know what I mean? Everybody in that, everybody supporting me, everybody having faith in what I'm doing, and people that are staying with me in the long haul with it. I appreciate them. You know, other than that, appreciate, you know, God, you know, kind of guiding me through this journey I'm on, whether good or bad. And, you know, definitely big up to you, Lush. You've been a great supporter of me as well as my second time on your show, but just a great supporter as far as, you know, on the internet and, you know, helping promote my stuff and all of that. And that's the type of people you need around you. You need people like that that are not just like your music, but I feel like you as a person enough to spend 5 minutes or 20 minutes to promote your stuff, even though it's not, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with them. So I appreciate you doing that, Lush.
Hey, man, that's no problem, man. Come on now. If I'm one of the hardest working cats online, man, and I see a hard working MC, I got to represent and I got to support. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I got nothing for love for you, man, especially the DMV. We got to show love. That's even cool. Though some cats don't show love, we got to show love for each other, man. You know what I mean? For
yeah,
real.
Yeah, you know, that's the truth right there.
You know, definitely got to show love.
What's up? So what's up, man?
What's up with you, man? I seen this Coast to Coast mixtape all over the place, man. Tell us what's the deal with that whole situation and everything, man.
Just, man, you know, shout to Lil Fat, you know, with Coast to Coast with that. We just been talking a lot more, you know, doing some business, you know, behind the scenes that, you know, doesn't always directly involve me giving him music, but, you know, trying to do business deals, trying to, you know, both of us make money, you know what I mean? You know, just helping one another. And he's just really taking a liking to what I'm doing and my grind and how I work. And, you know, so he just wanted me to come on board a little bit more close. So the newest mixtape I got coming out called Overdue and Underrated drops on Monday, which is December 7th. Frostwire, the number one download site, is going to be doing actually the official, I want to say, free download for it. And then Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Two Dope Boys and Hip Hop DX will also be dropping it on the 7th as well. So please, you know, support it. It's online. It's free. Download it. Get in your ride. Get your mind right and just bump it. It's basically a free album that you can get. And then also that his newest Coast to Coast, I think it was Volume 105, just dropped last night. And Wale, you know what I mean? Wale, I'm hosting him. My man DJ Yakur, who's in my crew now, he did all the mixing and blending. And one of my joints, Block Banger, that's on the mixtape dropping Monday, is on there as well. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to doing more stuff with Fats. I think he's a small guy. He's young. He wants to be an entrepreneur. I see his vision for the future, not just right now, because that's the way I look at it. You know, I look like steps that I take now will set me up, set my crew up. Everybody has faith in me right now to make a living off of this music, you know what I mean, on an independent level and pretty much do everything myself, which is what I've just come to realize is what I feel like, you know what I mean, I'm going to do as far as music. Major label come, it come, you know what I mean, but I'm going to make it happen myself.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, the journey has been, you know what I'm saying, a great journey, man. You know, at this moment in time, man, where do you see, you know, the next step, you know what I'm saying, for Wordsmith?
My next step is just to break on a national level, and I feel like I'm, you know, what I've been doing the end of 2009 is making that happen. One thing I did, I signed with a pretty big marketing promotion company called Platform One Entertainment. They just got done promoting Kid Cudi's album. They did all the marketing promotion for that. So they brought me on. They're going to be doing a lot of my promotion, you know, leading up to my album, Vintage Experience, which should be dropping in March of 2010. And then also I hired Myron Ruffin with Unlimited Wealth Entertainment. He's going to be pushing my first single, which is called Hook Up Hotline. That'll be hitting at least 20 different major commercial markets in January. And I hired Mojona Limited, a shout to a good buddy of mine named Susie that I've known for 2 years. She actually broke Lupe Fiasco out in the UK in 2004, so she's going to be working my second single, Tour Guide to New Bride in the UK. So I'm looking to attack both sides equally at the same time, have a good marketing plan in place, do my regular grind to add to that around the edges, like I'll be the crust of the whole thing. And other than that, just the people in my crew, just, you know, whatever way they can help and put a hand in, just have them do their part. and just have a successful 2010 the way, you know, I can break on a national level, which will afford me, you know, better opportunities for myself, family, and everybody that's on, you know, with New Revolution Entertainment.
That's what it is, man. And with the New Revolution, who is consisted on with the whole movement? Is it just you as the main artist, or are there other artists along with the whole situation?
Well, I mean, I feel like I put together, you know, a real tight unit. You know, besides me, I got a group on the label, and they go by the name of Contact and Black Knight. Black Knight is actually my cousin. Contact's my best friend since back in high school. Mm-hmm. And the crew, there's four in-house producers. One is actually my brother, who lives out in Vegas. He goes by the name of Professor. That dude, he has a PhD as well, and he does like my alternative hip-hop type beats. And then I got another producer named Shrider. He's from Canada. He makes my singles, straight up, you know, commercial singles and so forth. And then my engineer, his name is Capiche. He's from Poland. He produces as well. And then I got another unit called Street Level out of Sweden, and they do more of my album tracks, street sound and underground type flavor tracks. Capiche does more of my soul flavor type tracks. So I got all the elements I feel in place on that side on the music. And then I got my financial advisor, Money Mike, who's a part of Trunk Hustlers. I know you know them, Lush. They get down with Cool B. What is it? What is it, Joe? He gave it that whistle. Cool B, baby. He gave it that whistle. But he's on the team. Shout out to my lawyer, Michael Stein, with BLA Piper, for working with me, you know, with that. And shout out to my man, DJ Andrew. He does pretty much all my web design for me. And my man, Nick Dyer, he does all the graphic design. So I got basically a full-fledged, you know, working label and team. No money's being exchanged right now. Everybody's working on faith, you know, and what I'm doing. So I can't ask for anything better. You know what I mean? That's New Revolution Entertainment right there.
That's what it is, man. I heard through the, you know what I'm saying, the grapevine, you know what I'm saying, that you was looking for, you know what I'm saying, a publicist or something, and you know what I'm saying, I might have to talk to you on the flip side on that situation.
Okay.
On the flip side of that situation in there.
Hey, I definitely listen, you know, the way, you know,
I definitely got to call you on the flip side, even though, you know what I'm saying, I'm talking about you the hardest working man in the world, man. You the hardest working man in the world, man, for real. I just, you know, I'm just so proud of you, you know what I'm saying, starting from, you know, where you started from and then just, you know, going so hard. And this is, you are the straight epiphany of what it means to be a working artist. Like, you definitely go for the grind. And most people that recognize hard work, like, I mean, there's no doubt that I can honestly see you breaking nationwide because of the fact of how hard you work. You have a strong team and you got a lot of people that believe in you. When do you think you're going to start doing the whole touring situation and doing the overseas situation?
Definitely, I'm looking for myself to be on the road starting in February or definitely March of 2010. I mean, I got a college booking offer for February already for up in Boston. So that part of it is kind of just starting little by little. I know when the radio play starts overseas and here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
There'll definitely be plenty of offers to, you know, set up, you know, not just one tour, but, you know, numerous tours throughout the year. You know, just be around in the United States. I feel like just because I know what the overseas market's like and my sound of music and the sound you're going to hear on Vintage Experiences, it's an international sound. You know, it's not just underground hip-hop. You know what I mean? It's underground. It's commercial. It's alternative. It's a little rock. It's got every flavor that embodies me. Everything that I put out over the past, you know, couple years, the wide variety of tracks is embodied in with the Vintage Experiences. And with this project, I tried to almost put it together and really make an experience, like highlight that word experience. I mean, I actually have scores, transitions that my brother Professor did that takes you from each different chapter of the album as you go through it. Like, this album was made to sit, I mean, basically chill out on the couch, put it on, turn the volume up, and relax and listen
mm-hmm.
to it. It's a journey, and it, like I said, it's basically different chapters. It's an experience. So that's kind of where I did my album. So when I'm on the road and you see my shows are, they're going to be very theatrical. Some shows will be more, you know, straight up performance. Some shows I use props. Some shows, you know, like my partner's Contact and Black Knight, they come in and they do stuff where we use chairs. They might hand me stuff, throw me stuff, whatever. I keep it theatrical and entertaining, very high energy. We work out a lot. we're about to start rehearsing a lot. Like, I'm preparing, like, I'm on a major label. I'm preparing like I'm playing sports, which is something I did all my life. I train for this like I'm playing sports. That's the mentality you have to have, and I'm relentless with it as well, which is something else you got to have. So I plan to be on the road a lot next year.
That's what it is, man. We expect to see you on the road, man. You know what I'm saying? We already say over here failure is not an option, and we know that you're going to do nothing but 100%, and we expect nothing but 100%. I mean, no disrespect to Wale, but I think you represent the area, you know what I'm saying, to me, about the pure grind, you know what I mean? And never forgetting where you come from. You know, I definitely respect your grind, you know, and what you're doing. And people honestly, off the strength, believe in what you're doing. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I mean, I hope so. I mean, that's all part of the process, I think, is you got to make people believe this. I mean, that's what, you know, you like certain artists for different, you know, reasons and so forth. But, you know, I had to make you a believer, Lush, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, I was a believer before I even seen you when you did the joint with Chubb Rock, when you was down there at Busy B joint. I've been hearing about you forever on the internet.
You told me that. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I need to find out. And then somebody said, Wordsmith is here. I said, Word? I need to holler at this dude. You was looking at me like, huh? I said, man, I need to holler at you, man.
I remember, too, you got tired of waiting. You was like, look, here's my call. My number's on here. Give me a call. I want to do an interview with you. And I definitely hit you up. I was like, all right, definitely. Let's do that. So,
yeah, man.
I mean, it just told me a lot about you just from that, the fact that you knew me from the work I was doing on the internet, the work I was putting in on there, you know, doing on there, the fact that you knew me from afar, you know, it motivates me to know that I'm doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Even if it's just one person.
And you know, it's wild because I had never seen his face before in my life, but I've been hearing this name, Wordsmith. So that was the first time I seen him. I said, you know what? What is the thing behind this dude? Let's get him on the show. You know what I mean? He's from the DMV. Like, come on now. You know what I mean? We got to get it cracking. You know, show that love and support, man. For real.
It was like, the crazy thing with it was like, it was like that. It was like, I remember you said, you was like, I had no clue what you looked like. All I heard was your name. I kept hearing your name. They mean, you was like, I didn't really hear the music like that. I just kept hearing about your name. So, you know, I'm glad that you have an opportunity now. You got to hear the music and kind of see, you know, what I was building, you know what I mean, and so forth. But I felt like I was mythological for a long time to use that word because at one point in time, I was working 12-hour shifts with my job. You know what I mean? I'm a government contract worker, so I was gone most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I had a girl, kids living together, so I was doing shows, but my schedule was basically get up in the morning, go to work, be at work for almost, you know, half the day, 12 hours, come home to my family, you know, and that's it, and do, you know, promotion on the internet while I'm at work or when I get home and the kids are sleeping, whatever. You know, that's what I was doing. I had a regular schedule doing it. I didn't have time to be at functions and go and do this, you know, and do that. I just didn't have it. My time of being at functions when I had my own shows, when I was there, make sure I had CDs, flyers, and all that. That's what I had to do, you know what I mean? So I think it cut down on my visibility because I even had people say to me, Lush, like, they thought I was from New York. They thought I was from somewhere else. They didn't even know I'm from the area. I think in the last year and a half, more people found out I was living in this area and been in this area for over 10 years now, you know, recently. You know what I'm saying? So
It's the same thing with me, even with this online radio thing. They think they hear about Lush Radio and they hear about Lush, but they think I'm from some up north or something or whatever. I am from New York, but I live here in the DMV though. But like everybody said, I'm based out of there right now, and like everybody when they see me, they like, oh, you here all this time? And I was shocked too. I thought you was in California somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I thought you was in California somewhere, and you were here in the DMV. I said, wow, this is crazy. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I got it a lot. Trust me. I got it a lot. And I used to always say to myself, like, you know, why don't people recognize I live out here? You know what I mean? Or I'm out here. You know, I mean, it's not that I don't rep the area. I mention it, you know what I mean, so forth. Mm-hmm. But this is the longest I lived in a place. People got to, like, understand my background. My father's in the Army. I was moving every year to 2 years, you know. So I kind of was. Whatever place accepts me and claims me, that's my home. I've been here over 10 years, so I kind of, it is my home, you know, in my eyes, you know, and as long as I'm accepted here, you know what I mean, in this DMV area. So I just more in the year, past year and a half to 2 years, I've been more, I think, accepted, and people realize, like, oh, this dude is in the area? And that's just because I think, because I moved so much, my mind frame when I started this was be worldwide. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of other people, when they start rapping, their first thing is, I need to be king of the block. I need to be the best in Baltimore. I need the best in D.C. My mind frame was like, I want to be the best in France, Sweden, Baltimore, California. You know what I mean? I'm like, not just here. So I think with that, that cut down on people, like, it made you, like you said, you thought I was from Cali. You think I was in New York. People thought I, you know, was from Kansas. I don't know, somewhere crazy. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, they didn't say, you know, I was living out here. So I think that was just because that was the presence I built in the beginning when I came out. You know what I mean? And I just wasn't really visible. You know, I was just more visible on the internet.
That's real talk. We got a caller calling from the 954. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Wordsmith, DMV's finest, one of the hottest MCs doing this thing. I'm talking about one of the hottest working MCs worldwide. What it is, baby?
What's good with you, Lush? This is Professor X from Florida, man. UpcomingStudio.com. I haven't checked in with you for a long time. What's happening?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangsterine of Woohoo.
I see.
Hey, what's
you know
up,
what I'm
brother?
Saying? And I'm here with Wordsmith, you know what I'm saying? Doing one of these interviews with Wordsmith, you know what I'm saying? Because Lush Radio always got love for Wordsmith, man. This dude is doing some big moves right now. You got a question for him, fam?
I mean, basically, like, if a producer wanted to submit some records to him, how would they do that?
Oh, man. Real easy, man. My email is easy, man. It's just wordsmith@wordsmithmusic.com. And you can just send them there, man. And, yeah, it's real simple like that. And you can also go to my site at wordsmithmusic.com, too. And you can contact me on there as well. So I definitely appreciate it, man. I appreciate you reaching out.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and, you know what I'm saying? You definitely need to holler at Wordsmith because I'm telling you, 2010, this dude about to be taking it to the next level. So you may go ahead and jump on it, dog. You better go ahead and run it. You real serious next year.
Like 15,000 tracks. These ain't nothing to get out of here. It's just networking with the right people.
That's
yeah,
what's up, man. Real quick, you know what I'm saying?
So true.
Go ahead and get your quick plug in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All y'all artists out there that need y'all stuff mixed and mastered when you're ready to send it to Lush Radio, check out UpcomingStudios.com. You can hit me up at my office at area code 775-923-8621. I'm a music producer, beat broker, and also a music business consultant. So any of y'all artists out there that's listening to Lush Radio and you're serious about, you know, how to build your brand and how to market your product and contact your fans and get them a reason to buy, hit me up.
That's what's up, man. Thanks for calling in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate that.
That's what it is, man. Support the dude, man. Everybody trying to do their thing out here, but you got to support each other, man. If we ain't working together, then we ain't working at all. You know what I'm saying?
Working at all.
I got this joint called Block Banger by the one and only Wordsmith.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and introduce this joint to him?
Yeah, definitely, man. Coming up next on Lush Radio, exclusive here, we got myself, Wordsmith, Block Banger, producer, my homie, engineer and producer extraordinaire, Capiche. And it's coming up next. It's all for Overdoing Underrated, dropping December 7th on Monday. Make sure you cop it. Frostwire, Two Dope Boys, Hip Hop DX, Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Lush, you ready? Let's drop that thing. Let's go!
Shaking the world and the stomach quit on the base of blender to see your simmer. Take your crap and I hit the trimmers. Go ahead and run when the beat gon' rock on top of tons. Gonna shake a break upon your eardrums. Bang the block, I got them on like, huh? He bring the heat.
heat. From a truck to a Jeep, I'm banging all week, and I ring the alarm, the sound of the beat, and you're out of sleep. Jump up and leave.
Okay. Yeah, I make that block, babe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, na-na-na, block, babe.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
That's right. Yeah, babe, that block, oh, babe.
Block, babe.
Okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, na-na-na, block, babe.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
That's right. Yeah, cause that block, oh, babe. Bang the block, you might think I'm rude. Attitude, what you gon' do? I'm bringing the new, I had a ball like, woo! Let me get a little hit for the trick track. That bass so big with a kickback. Run the pack, I'll be running rap, I'm gonna make it clap. I'll switch the gear, you better get in the clear. When the beats in the trunk rolls up in the rear, don't make a steer. I'm gonna blow your ears, they're gonna pop the pay. That block bang, that beat sting, I sit sling, I run game, this boy hang. You're looking at the next street king.
Okay. Yeah, I make that block bang.
Okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
That's right. Bang, that block, oh, babe.
Block, babe.
Okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, na-na-na, block, babe.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
That's right. Bang, that block, oh, babe. Bang the block when that bitch go bang.
You wanna get in my way?
Bang the block when I put that heat.
You wanna get in my way?
Bang the block with my new boombox.
You wanna get in my way?
Drop and go, oh boy, make it hot when I destroy any spot with them decoys. Don't play your role, I'm gonna bang the best and I got the glow. I'm gonna blow the block and y'all need to know when I go for broke, I'm gonna run show.
Block, babe.
Okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, na-na-na, block, babe.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I make that block, babe.
That's right. Bang, that block, oh, babe.
Block, babe.
Okay.
Yeah,
let the block bang. Oh, that's that new Wordsmith right there, son. And you know what we call one of those jizzoins? We call that a Lush Radio. What? A Lush Radio what? Exclusive. A Lush Radio exclusive. And we're going back to the line with the one, the only, Wordsmith.
Introductions you be giving me, that's what I'm talking about right there. I feel like I'm about to step on the stage or something.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. Whenever you need a hype woman, you know what I'm saying, holla at me. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
You all.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, that's kind of like a different, you know, approach, you know, from Block Bang, from what I'm used to really hearing you do. So it's like a different approach. I really like it, though. It's you know, you switching it up and everything, because I know you like more on that, you know, so on that smooth tip. You go hard, though, but you be on that smooth tip. But that joint was definitely a hot joint right there. It definitely was a banger, you know. So I definitely like that joint right there, man. Tell us, what was the experience doing this joint?
Well, I mean, with that, kind of what I've been doing with the past couple joints I've been putting out is just kind of transitioning my sound. Because what I've kind of been doing the past couple years is just kind of doing a slow build with my music. I've had music that I would say is at a very high level for, you know, for a long time, sitting in the crates, or that I just continue to make. I just put tracks out. You know, you can't give everybody everything at once, is what I always believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I give people something, and, you know, every time they feel like they like, oh, I got this dude, this is at the level he's making his music, that's when I step it up another level. So kind of what I'm doing, because I'm on the verge of my album, is what you be seeing is I'm transitioning more to doing tracks with the hooks and more melody-driven, but still good lyrical content. Just because the commercial game is more about, you know, it, tracks being catchy. But my deal is, if I'm doing tracks like this, I got to do it my style, my fashion. Not no lean, none of that. You know what I mean? But do it my fashion, where still hip-hop heads can still be, yo, that's hot, he's spitting. And commercial heads can be like, okay, I like that hook, I like that beat, I can dance to that, I can rock with that still. So you know, just finding that, I guess, that gray space, that in-between space. So, you know, dropping this and dropping tracks like Heavy Metal Mics that I put out recently, which is more rap rock, I'm just opening people more up to what I feel like my abilities are, were always there. I've just been giving people a certain amount of material right now that is, I guess, will continue to show my growth and continue to improve on what I, you know, I put out in the past. So with that joint, like I said, it's from my man Capiche. He sent it to me. The way I make my music, I hear the beat, I let the beat tell me what the story is. And once I get that, you know what I mean, I move forward with the lyrics, you know, and the hook and all of that.
That's definitely what's up. I definitely support that joint. I definitely like it. The question I have for you is, you know, if you had a budget slapped on the table for you, a nice amount of money, and they say all you had to do is strip all your morals and strip everything that you stand for and do what we say what we want you to do, you know, with this budget, would you do it?
Nah, because I can. It's to me, it's like winning the lottery. And my mother one time said to me, she was like, you know, you win the lottery, you could, you know, do whatever you want. And I said, I don't want to do that, because when you got too much money, the challenge isn't there. I mean, I could go out and have the best videos, the best radio promoter, the best of everything. Like, I got a major label behind me. It's just too easy. I mean, I'm frustrated at times by the grind and the struggle, but that's all a part of the journey. I want the memories, you know what I mean? I want to remember the hard times I went through, the good times I went through, the people that were here and they're not here anymore. I want to go through that. I want to have a story, not just the silver spoon, like, boom, hey, get lucky one day, hit the jackpot. I don't want that. I'm not looking for that. So, you know, to answer your question with that, no, I wouldn't take that. I like my independence, to be honest with you, and I'm realizing that more, I guess, as the weeks go by, months go by, you know, and everything. And that's why I'm putting in the plans I spoke of earlier. You know, whether it's a financial risk or not, I'm at that level and that point that I got to take my chances on the national level, because I'm confident in my abilities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident in the music I can write. I'm confident that I can catch the ear of the public, you know, the nation of the world, period. Or I wouldn't even be doing what I'm about to do. So it's my time. I feel like I've done what I've done on the underground. You know, people that know me are going to know me at this level. It's time for, you know, the listener that doesn't get on the internet all the time, or the listener that only listens to the radio, to get to know who Wordsmith is.
That's definitely some real talk right there. The other thing I want to ask is in regards to, you know, music placement. Besides doing the video game placement, would you like to, you know, go into the placement for movie scores or maybe even commercials that people run every single day?
Definitely. I mean, I've done, you know, jingles and stuff like that before, so some I'm definitely capable of doing and I want to do more of. I mean, any work that I feel is creative and, you know, it can help promote me, help promote whatever product is asking me to do it, then it's a win-win. You know, I mean, kind of just where I'm at right now, like, I can only do stuff right now that I feel like is going to help my career, and that's not putting anybody down or any situation down, but it's where I'm at, and I have to be serious about that on the business tip. Like, is this going to help me business-wise? Is this going to help me move forward as an artist? If it's not, I got to say no to it right now. So that's kind of, you know, why I'm at with it.
So the fact that they basically label Wale as the savior or, you know, spokesman for the DMV area, do you feel like it's almost like, do you feel like you're, like, in the competition to be that next person to blow? Or do you feel like, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you to have to, you know, mention the DMV more or something like that? Do you ever go through any of those situations?
Nah. I mean, with me, the way I feel about it is that, you know, I have a sound of my own. I'm myself. I'm not looking to have a sound with nobody else. I'm not looking for help, you know, another artist to hop on my track to help my single blow. I'd rather do it myself. You know what I mean? I'm not going with the trend and getting the next hot R&B singer to be on my track. I'm not taking the easy way out. So I'm either going to succeed or fail by my own merits. That's the way I'm doing it. But I don't feel like at any point in time I need to stress, you know, the DMV anymore. You know what I mean? They know I'm supporting them. In return, I hope they're supporting me, because all I'm trying to do is put out good quality music and represent the area the way I feel like it should be represented. You know what I mean? That's nothing against Wale. There's nothing against nobody else doing something out there. They have their own path. They're doing it their way. My way is my way. Do I feel like it's better? Yeah. Is that the truth? Yeah, I feel like it is. So I'm put it in. I'll be blunt with him. Hey, I try to be truthful in my interview. So the way I feel like I could be, and I am probably the best person to represent the area. So I'm interested to get that shot.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. In regards to, you know, do you feel like you're going to get any more features later on down the road, you know, in regards to the music, or are you just going to stay steady on just, you know, everything that you're doing, but besides adding features on there? Because I know a lot of people, you know, they feel like they need certain features and stuff. Do you feel like you're going to add features because you want to, or you feel like you need to?
I mean, with features, I build from the inside first. I mean, I'm going to do a track with Contact and Black Knight before anybody else. You know what I mean? I'm confident in them. I love their music from a fan perspective, so I'll do something with them first. On the feature tip, as far as signed artists, I mean, with me, I don't stress it probably as much as maybe the average artist these days. You know what I mean? I'm kind of old school with features. Like, you'll see with my album, I mean, it's like maybe two or three tracks with guest features. Cause I believe your feature tracks need to be special. That's what I loved about old school tapes. You know, you listen to it, you see that track that's got your favorite artist on it, you look forward to it. Nowadays, the album's got like 12 of the tracks got features out of the 14 tracks on the album. They're like compilations people dropping. So I want with features, I want to earn it. You know what I mean? By the music I'm doing, the shows I'm putting on, my work, my grind. I want people to want to work with me because of the hard work I'm putting in, not because I'm what's hot or I'm the trend right now. So them features will come, I feel like, once I do break more on the national level. And also when I do that, that's when I can reach out to people that I feel like I can make great music with.
Well, that's what's up. Would you like to do a feature with somebody like Common or something, or you, Lupe Fiasco?
Oh, definitely, because I know, you know, mentally and on the creativity tip, we would go in there and make a masterpiece. You know, no disrespect, I'm not getting in the studio with Gucci Mane, and we're not making a masterpiece. I mean, I can't even imagine that happening.
The
reason I'm really saying that, though, Lush, is because you see some of these features on the radio and the videos, and you say to yourself, like, this don't mess. You would never do a track with that dude. This is either you or blackmailed or something, you know what I mean, to do this track with this dude. Like, you couldn't really like this dude in real life. You can't. You know, play your
me over here, man. Tears coming on my eyes, man.
Because, look, the best example I can give you that is Eminem. Eminem don't do tracks.
Man.
I mean, Eminem is basically like, look, if you ain't on my level or you know, I ain't feeling your music, then you might as well just don't even call my manager or me for a feature. That ain't popping.
And that's real. That's why I was shocked when Drake was able to get, you know what I'm saying, him on the joint, and Eminem don't do features with everybody, so I was shocked. I was like, wow. You know
I think
what I mean?
He respects Drake from a lyrical standpoint, is what
mm-hmm.
I think. To that or it's a respect level for LeBron, I don't know. You know, I don't know them to know that, but that's what I think that was on the business side. He had Relapse is out, Relapse 2 coming out, you know, in 2010 on the business tip. It was a good move for him because it had all the heavy hitting artists out right now. So, again, that could be label motivated as well. That could be in a scope like, yo, you need to do this. It's smart to do. You know what I mean? You got another album you're dropping. So I look at it on that level, too.
I'm hoping that, you know, M comes back with, you know, because I don't know about the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, shout out to M. I'm a diehard M fan, but I don't know about that other last joint. That joint kind of had me like, what? But anyway. But anyway, man, you know, the situation is, man, you know, everybody's like, you know, Wordsmith, grinding hard, this, that, and the third. What separates Wordsmith from any other artist out here, man?
I don't follow what's the hottest thing out right now. I turn deaf ears to what I think is the norm, I guess. You know what I mean? I really look out of the box. I look at my music and the stuff I create in a world, you know, perspective. Like, in my mind, I look at the globe. I don't just look at Baltimore. on the map. I look at the globe. I look if, you know, if I make this track, you know, does it have the possibilities to make it out to Australia where they like it out there? You know, that's my mind frame when I create music. So I feel like with me, I guess I look at my mind, I look at my music like a catalog. You know, you can, I've had plenty of people and I'm appreciative of it to tell me, I don't listen to rap, I don't like rap, but I like your music. And that compliment is the best to me because I'm a hip hop artist. That's the gift God has given me. He didn't give me a gift to sing. He didn't give me a gift to do anything else, you know, on that level. So I have to be a rapper. I have to do hip hop. But I'd rather be known as a great artist. You know, and a great artist just makes good quality music. You know, thank you. You can call me a good MC, good lyricist, good hip hop artist. I appreciate that. But I'm going for people saying, hey, man, that dude Wordsmith, he's a great artist.
Definitely, man. And strictly for the promo, Ernest Jackson wanted to send a shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? That you a good dude and, you know, he respects your grind and stuff. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
So he sent a shout out to you, man. And I mean, I'm just really proud of you, Word, you know what I'm saying, for all that you're doing and everything. You know, and, you know, last time I didn't ask you, you know, on the with the female situation, right? Because I know some females, you know, because I know you got groupie love, right? You know? So, like, you know, on the ladies' tip, the ladies want to know, like, if a woman could fix you, you know, any kind of meal, what would be your favorite meal?
Wow, my favorite meal. I love candy yams. I stay away from them because I'm real conscious of my health, you know what I mean, right now and everything, because I'm preparing. But candy yams and some barbecue chicken. That pretty much do it for me right there.
Well, I can make that tomorrow, right? Well, but I do make some bomb candy yams. I made them on Thanksgiving too, and some barbecue chicken. You know,
the crusty leftovers is here. Here's a quarter piece left. Some barbecue chicken and some KFC and they extra barbecue sauce on it. I got you. I'm like, damn, that's it. That joint together.
Oh, sorry, that's man.
TV dinner, quick.
Nah, man, but you know what I'm saying? Ladies, y'all hear that out there? His favorite is candy ends and barbecue chicken. Don't forget
chicken.
That. He's coming to your state. Make sure you got a plate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And you know, we're basically, you know what I'm saying, for these young adults or young ladies, young men that are trying to inspire to do what you're doing, what kind of, you know, music 101 tips do you have for them?
I would definitely tell the unsigned artists that please learn this game before you start doing the music. It doesn't start with the music. I mean, I'm not saying I know all. I'm not the boss. I ain't the king. I'm none of that. But I feel like I do have some experience. I've been going through it. I continue to go through it. And I've seen what kind of works and doesn't work. But one thing I know for sure, you better know the business first. Make sure you know how you make money in this game. You know, what royalties are, how you get paid in this game. You know what I mean? How commercial radio works. What's the difference between commercial radio, college radio? What's the difference between internet radio? Royalty-based internet radio. How do you get paid off internet radio? This is all stuff you need to sit down and look up. How do you copyright your music? This is what you got to be serious about. If you're serious, if you get up every day and go to work and you're serious about your job or at least to a degree, you got to look at your music that way too. I look at my music as a business. I operate it as a business. I know basically how to operate a business. I have a full business plan, the whole nine. You know what I mean? So I would tell you, know the business first. Know what you're getting yourself into because it is a lot of work. Money comes into play eventually. Trust that. And, I mean, there's just a lot of people in this game that are in it to just take stuff from you. I mean, straight evil. I mean, I've seen some of the most evilest people in this game, period. So just be prepared for it. And other than that, I would just say music is second, so you better be good at your music. That's what I tell myself. You better be good at your music because music comes second. Take care of business first.
Hey, Word, have you ever been burnt in this game since you're, like, so confident and, you know, you seem like, it just seems like, you know where you're going in this game. Have you ever been burnt before in this game?
Look, I'm burnt right now. I'm burning right now. But one thing I don't do, I don't pity myself. I don't look for sympathy. Yeah, everybody get frustrated. I might release steam to my boy Contact. He chilling in the studio with me right now. I mean, you know, you use people to release sometimes, you know what I mean, get stuff off your chest. But one thing I've never done is sit down and pout or give up or take a break. I'm like, people ain't going to be waiting for me, you know what I mean? People ain't going to care if I broke up with my girl or, you know, I haven't seen my kids or somebody in my family died. People don't care about that stuff. That's why you see the great people, they do great things. You see, like, somebody might lose a father or a mother might die, and they go out and play the best game of their life. Or they lose somebody 2 days before a game and go out and do the, you know, have the greatest show of their life. So as an entertainer, you do live in two different worlds. You do. You know what I mean? You're that person. You're that stage name that the public knows you as, and you're your government name that your family and close friends call you by, and they know you. So, you know, that's kind of the two sides to all of this this whole game out here. So I've been burnt plenty of times, but I'm confident in my abilities. I'm confident in what God's given me, and I believe I know what my end result is going to be. So I keep it moving.
That's what it is, man.
I'm coming for you. If you did me wrong, notice. Bump that. I have a great mind. If you ever done me wrong, I'm this good. I would probably remember the clothes you had on that day, what color your shirt was, what color your pants was. If you was on the phone, I remember some key phrase you said to me that day. So if you ain't show me love now and I try to reach out to you and show you love, trust this. When I'm on and I'm on, do not holler at me because I won't be hollering back.
Wow, that's real talk right there, man. That's real talk, man.
I won't, because if you're going to support people, you should support them right now. You never know who's going to be the next big thing. You don't. So if somebody's giving you genuine love and trying to reach out to you, you better accept it. Don't turn a cold shoulder or think you better than anybody. I don't care what level you at, big artist to little artist, because you never know who can come into play, you know what I mean, and so forth. So people that have burnt me, trust me. You might have got me now, but believe me, I will be relentless.
I love Wordsmith for real, man. And you know what? That's real talk what you just said right there, because I mean, it's the same thing with me. You know, I reach out to try to support cats. You know how I try to support people, man. But you know how some people, they full of themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they stuff don't stink. But, you know, it's all good, though. Because you know what? My stuff is branded. How about y'all stuff? Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. Life is life and love is love, man. And Wordsmith, tell the people, you know what I mean, the upcoming shows, things they need to look out for the project, what's the name of the new project, all that, and where they can get at you, man.
Easy. You can get at me at Wordsmith at wordsmithmusic.com. Check me out on my official site, wordsmithmusic.com. Big shout to DJ Andrew for hooking that whole thing up for me. You can get at me also on MySpace, Classic Wordsmith Music, on YouTube, Wordsmith 42. Get at me definitely on Twitter at Wordsmith Music. I'm on there all the time, dropping new info, hollering at Lush, all of that, retweeting stuff. You can get at me on there and just, you know, other than that, just looking forward to 2010. Can't wait for it to get here. I'm under crunch time right now. It's a little, I ain't going to lie, overbearing and a lot of pressure right now, but I'm confident, like I said, and I'm going to keep it moving. So just support what I'm doing.
That's what it is, man. Support Wordsmith. If you don't, I'm coming after you. I'll be dressing all black like the Omen. So you better watch for him, man. This man is doing big things. If you ain't heard about him, if you ain't seen him, you best believe you will, because it's crazy right now. He's all over the Internet. This dude has basically branded the word Wordsmith. There ain't nobody like this dude right now. He's doing some real things. You better jump on the bandwagon now and jump on the revolution, because if you don't, you'll be left in the dust and you'll be washed up. For real. Man, I love you, man. I support you. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but respect to you. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best for you. For real, Wordsmith. For real. We're going to keep on supporting you over here at Lush Radio Online.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you for having me on the show again. I'm definitely going to step off now. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. Actually doing a remix to the Bridging the Gap track off of Chubb Rock and I album that my man Contact is hopping on, and also Black Knight. Camp Lowe was on it, and Granddaddy IU as well. So my man Tack about to lay down his 8 bars for it.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Sway and you know what I'm saying, Chiva. Them like my cousins right there. Shout out to them. And shout out to Chubby Chub Rock. You know what I mean? Contact and Black Knight. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing their thing. Nothing but support for the whole camp over there, man, for real. I can't wait to get that joint, though, in the inbox. Can't wait to get that joint. That's going to be fire.
Holla at me. Get it.
That's what's up, man. Support this dude. If you don't, I'm smacking you right in your head, man. Real talk. It's crazy. Smacking you right in your head. Hey, I'm going to be like, bong, straight up in your head, man. It's about to be ridiculous right now. Let's ain't playing no games. If I tell you support somebody and you don't support them, when I tell you to support them, I'm straight bonging cats out here. Real talk. Ridiculous, man. We taking it to the streets. Oh, man. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building with the one, the only Wordsmith. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. Support this dude. Block banger. And your girl, Leslie Lush, is out.
Shaking the world and the family quip on the bait, the blender, the seat, your simmer. Take the crap and I hit the trimmer. Go ahead and run when the beat gon' rock on top of tons. Gonna shake and break and blow your eardrums. Bang the block, I got a roll like, huh? He bring the heat from a truck to a Jeep. I'm banging all week and I ring the alarm. The sound of the beat when you're at a sleep. Jump up and leave.
Okay. Yeah, I make that block, babe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, nah, 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 block, babe.
Okay.
Yeah.